Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. I'm here with Nicole Swims from Black Ends. They have a new EP called Stay Evil. Very fitting as it's the Halloween season. How you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing good. Doing really good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're doing the whole stay, you know, I would love to have you up in the studio, but as you know, things are a little bit weird this year. Where are you? Where are you right now that I'm Zooming you? Where are you right now?
I'm in Seattle. I'm in the University District in Seattle.
Cool. Right on.
Yeah, just my house.
Who's missing from the Zoom right now? Let's shout out the other members of Black Ends.
Yeah, Johnny and Ben. Johnny Modes, he plays drums, and Ben Swanson plays bass. Those are the other two people that are in my band.
Cool, right on. Well, let's get a little bit of a backstory of Black Ends, because shout out to my friend Ava from the Black Tones. She kind of put your band on my radar, which kind of got us acquainted, started the conversation. So shout out to Ava.
Yeah.
Kind of give me in comic book terms like the origin story of Black Ends.
Yeah, sure. Well, I started playing music, and I used to live in Alabama.
Oh, cool.
And I just started playing music down there just by myself, just playing open mics and stuff, and mm-hmm. kind of just trying to start a band, but I didn't really go too far with it. I just kind of played open mics, and
yeah,
I found the band name. I had the band name in my head, and I really wanted to start a band, but I just didn't know how. So I moved to Seattle and met Johnny at a house show.
Cool.
And yeah, and we like, well, I guess I knew Ben from college from before I moved to Alabama, but I met up with Ben, and then we needed a drummer, so we found Johnny. Yeah. And that was the history of it. Yeah.
Sweet. So approximately when was that you guys got together?
2018.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, August of 2018 is when we fully formed as a band.
Nice. A couple of years now and under your belt. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind me asking, what brought you back to Seattle? So were you born here in the Northwest and then you went to Alabama for college or something?
I actually moved here when I was like 12. And
okay.
I stayed here till the end of high school. And I went to college in Idaho, and then I moved to Alabama a year after that. I just really like Seattle, and I wanted to come back. I know the music scene's good. So
yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted like something different than Alabama. The music scene there isn't really existent. It's not really like the scene I want to be in. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
But you did do some music stuff down there. You did do some like open mics and stuff. You just couldn't kind of get it cracking like you could up here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so. You know, I have to ask about the time that we're living in right now. So this is obviously an unprecedented time, quote unquote, as people are saying. It's like the most, you know, stereotypical thing, these trying times. How have you been? Like, do you have like a day job? Are you able to work from home? Are you an essential worker? And, you know, how you been staying safe and sane?
Yeah, I actually got a really great job just recently. I work at a guitar shop called Mike and Mike's Guitar Bar.
Nice.
And the super cool guitar shop in Fremont. And that's actually been pretty nice to pass the time. It's pretty COVID safe. There's not a lot of people that work there. So It's pretty great for me. I get to just work alone and pack up guitars. And yeah, it's pretty fun. But I don't know. It's been these times have been really, really weird. It's just so unexpected, and I just don't know what's going to happen. So, but I have a good job, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, I also work for a company that makes instruments. I work at Dusty Strings also.
Oh, nice. That's really close, actually.
I work at the place where they make the instruments, which is in Inner Bay. So we make the instruments and then they sell them at the store, which is close to Mike and Mike's, though.
Sweet. That's awesome.
But it's kind of the same vibe where I have some coworkers, but, you know, very safe because we have our own spaces and stuff.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So how long have you been playing guitar?
Since I was 12, I'm 27 now. So
nice.
A while.
Yeah. What made you want to pick up a guitar? Was it someone in the family? Was there like, were you watching MTV and you're like, I want to be like Slash? What was it?
I don't know. I've always been drawn to the guitar. I've always wanted to play it. Like the first time I saw a guitar, I was like, I want to play that. But I didn't really get into it until like after I was in band for a while. I played saxophone.
Okay.
And I kind of hated it because I just sucked at it. And I just after seeing like a Nirvana video, of course, I saw a Nirvana video on TV and I was like, you know what? I want to do that. That's what I want to do. I want to play guitar.
And Nirvana is a perfect gateway band because as amazing as they were, their songs are pretty easy to figure out, which is cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
Do you remember the first song you learned?
I think it was Smoke on the Water.
Okay.
Dun, that's dun, like everyone's
dun,
first song.
Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun, nice, dude. Do you remember, did you perform? What was the first show you performed? Did you have a band before Black Ends, or did you?
No, I've actually never been in a band before Black Ends.
Okay.
But I remember the first time I performed, like, a small show for like my guitar lessons. I don't know. They're like putting on some shows and I played at a pizza shop. I was playing Smells Like Teen Spirit with some other people.
Perfect.
And I completely screwed it up and like just stormed out of, I just stormed out of the place pissed off.
Yeah.
But that was pretty memorable. I was like, I think I was like 14 or 15.
Oh,
but
man.
It was pretty funny.
Angry teenage kid. You're just pissed off. Give me my slices. Okay, so I wanted to mention, because the new EP is called Stay Evil. Obviously, We're going into the Halloween season. Halloween next weekend. Speaking of evil, what's the best Halloween costume you've ever come up with growing up?
Oh, ooh. Hmm. I don't know. I feel like it wasn't an evil costume. It wasn't really scary.
It wasn't like evil.
It was like a nerd costume. I was just like, I had these fake teeth and fake glasses. It looks pretty great.
Okay. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Dude. The classic Poindexter nerd, kind of like Steve Urkel.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I haven't gotten really like creative with Halloween costumes as much as I want to, but it's okay.
All right, are you in on horror movies or out? What do you think? Do they freak you out too much?
Definitely in.
Nice.
I like horror movies.
What are a couple of your favorites?
I really like this movie called The Wailing. That's a great one. It's a Korean film.
Okay.
Let's see some other ones. There's this one. I don't think it's a horror movie per se, but it's called Serial Mom. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I remember like that one. Yep.
Yeah. The John Richards, or John Waters movie. And it's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know. On the spot, I think the Wailing's probably my favorite one.
Okay, cool. My favorite. Well, one more Halloween question. So you're a kid. It's Halloween night. You did your trick-or-treating. You got a whole huge thing. Your pillowcase is full. You go home. You dump your candy out. What are the first mm-hmm. candies you're going for? What's your first go-to?
Probably the Kit Kat.
Okay.
That was my favorite growing up. I don't eat them anymore because I'm vegan, but that was my favorite candy growing up, the Kit Kat or Sour Patch Kids.
So now that you're vegan, is there special candies that you can eat?
Yeah, I can eat Sour Patch Kids still.
And Swedish Fish, right?
And Swedish Fish, yeah.
And definitely. Oreos, yeah.
And Oreos.
Yeah, there you go.
Got the list.
Hey, you know what? Just because you're vegan doesn't mean you have to be healthy. We can be fat kids too, right?
Exactly.
That's rad. So yeah, your EP is called Stay Evil. Can you tell me a little bit about it? What was it like releasing an EP during a pandemic when you can't play a record release show?
Oh my God, it was so weird. I've been feeling really weird about it. Like it feels good to get it out because we've had it under our belt for a little bit. We wanted to release it, but. Mm-hmm. It was just weird not being able to play shows or promote it properly like we could have, but it's okay. It's been okay. Like, people have been receiving it well, so yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
When you sent me the music, like, I really didn't know what to expect, and it's so unique. What are some of your inspirations musically, like, on your sound, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I really love Nirvana. That's, like, one of my favorite bands.
Okay, yeah.
Also, Elliot Smith is a really, really big inspiration for me.
Yeah.
And Jeff Buckley.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, vocally, Jeff Buckley is, like, a pretty big influence. I can't sing like that, but I wish I could, so I kind of just pretend.
Right.
But I have a lot of inspirations. Jorge Ben or Gilberto Gil are two, like, Brazilian artists I really like. Jesus Lizard.
Yeah, really heavy. Great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heavy as hell. It's great.
Yeah. Right on. Well, what if you had to classify your band, like, you know, indie rock or rock, or like I would just call it rock and roll. Is that, you know, I don't want to. Yeah.
No, totally. I also like I coined the term gunk pop for it.
Gunk pop.
I call us gunk pop. Yeah.
What is that? From your mind, it's like, gunk pop, huh?
It's like just pop music that gets kind of gross.
Grimy. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Grimy pop music.
I like that. Gunk pop. That's rad. Okay. Yeah. You're not rock and roll. You're freaking gunk pop. Hell yeah.
That's right.
Northwest gunk pop. Hell yeah. All right. Well, we're actually going to go into a couple songs. We don't have to talk about it too much. We can let the music speak for itself. We're going to go into two songs from Stay Evil. We got the title track Stay Evil and then Monday Morning. And I'll be back with more with Nicole from Black Ends. It's Loud and Local. Stay Home Sessions.
Gets up, make sure he's only asleep in your dreams. So get evil, stay evil, stay evil, stay evil.
Ready for Halloween with Black Ends. That was Monday Morning and Stay Evil from the EP Stay Evil. Nicole from Black Ends with me here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. What's the best way to support and to maybe pick up this record?
Yeah, honestly, Bandcamp is like the best way for us to just receive the money. And yeah, like Spotify is also okay for listens, but definitely, if we want compensation, Bandcamp is a great way to support us.
Check it out on Spotify, and if you like it, pick it up on Bandcamp. Is that good?
There we go. There yeah. we go. Yeah, that's perfect.
It seems like Bandcamp's been really like artist, like really positive for artists during the pandemic.
Yeah, totally. They really have been. They've been awesome. Doing some really cool stuff. So, yeah.
What would be your dream gig of all time to play with as far as Northwest bands? It could be past and present, and like let's say like three other bands other than the Black Ends.
Like I'm playing with the bands?
Like it's like Black Ends and then three more bands from the Northwest.
Okay. From the Northwest. Okay, cool. I'm going to say Black Ends, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, because they're like one of my favorite bands, and they're from the Northwest. Do they have to be alive,
past or present? Doesn't matter.
Okay, cool.
Could be Jimi Hendrix. It could be Heart. It doesn't matter.
Dope. Okay, sweet. Probably. Oh, that's such a good question. Oh man. Probably Wipers, Unknown Moral Orchestra, cool. Nirvana, and I'm gonna say Jimi Hendrix because that just sounds great.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What venue?
Ooh. The Sunset. It's small.
Oh, that'd
and
be cool.
Yeah, it would be so cool.
Cheap beer, good time, sweating.
Yep, cheap beer, small venue. It's the best kind.
That's awesome. So
or Tim's Tavern.
Oh, hey, there you go. Shout out Tim. Yeah. That's the thing, is we got to support these local, you know, kind of dive bars and DIY venues and stuff. So,
oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
I imagine getting Jimi Hendrix in there would get a lot of money on that one. So.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't mind me asking, like, obviously kind of hard to predict where things go as far as, like, when things are going to open up and whatnot. But what are some of your personal goals for Black Ends?
I really, really want to play shows and, like, just kind of what I want to do for right now. And also, I really want to make an album and promote that as well. That's probably my two biggest goals, just playing more shows and getting more people to hear our music and making an album.
Right on. Yeah. Do you see that happening in the next year or so? Or
I see that happening. Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely. We're working on new music right now, so hopefully it happens sooner than later. Probably not going to put it out if the pandemic is still going on, though.
Well, yeah, it's cool that you have that this new 4-song EP to tide us over.
Yeah, totally.
So, just a bit of a fun question. We're all, you know, vaccinated, post-pandemic or whatever, all having a good time, have some cheap drinks at, say, the Sunset or Tim's Tavern. We're doing karaoke, and you get called karaoke song.
Okay, yeah, that's a great question. I think Paranoid Android by Radiohead.
Nice, like okay.
That's my go-to karaoke song.
That's awesome. Right on.
Yeah.
And my final question for you, if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
Oh my God. These are great questions. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see. Hey, babe, do I have any scars? Do I have a... I have scars, right?
Is that the birthmark at least?
I have a birthmark, but that's not a scar.
Yeah, but you don't have
I can't tell a story about a birthmark.
I was born with it, and there's a story.
Yeah, I have a birthmark on my leg, and I was born with that. So, I don't know. I can't find any scars right now. But I know I have them. I don't know.
Round two. Come back for round two when the full when the full band comes back. When you can come in the studio. When you come in the studio.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hell yeah. So, do you have any, are there any, like, local groups or businesses, nonprofits or movements or anything you'd like to put on the radar for us to look up or support? I know there's a lot of things going on, a lot of people we need to support, a lot of, you know, nonprofits and whatnot. Anything you'd like to put on the radar while we got you?
There are a bunch of local bands that definitely need that support right now, like, especially Black artists who are making music right now, like Maya Marie or Beverly Crusher or Dark Smith. They're all Seattle bands and they're amazing musicians. Whitney Monge, the Black Tones.
Yep.
They're all just doing great stuff. So, yeah.
Right on. Well, I appreciate you taking that time. And any thank yous and shout outs?
Thank you to everyone listening to our music.
Hell yeah.
Thank you to you for interviewing me today.
Of course. My pleasure. Yeah. And what's the best way to follow you guys? Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff? Or what's the best way?
All of that stuff. Yeah. And Spotify. You can follow us on Spotify, on Bandcamp, on Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. Anywhere you can find our music, you can find or follow us there.
Nicole from Black Ends. We're going to end things with I Live in the Sea from... Stay Evil. Anything you want to say about this jam before we jump into it?
Yeah. This is probably the most recent song I wrote, and we put it on the album kind of last minute, and I'm really, I think this is one of my favorite songs on the record, so yeah, I really like it.
Right on, here it is. It's Black Ends on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.